This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to our little Friday party. It's a delight to have you here. I don't know if we're doing a happy hour tonight, but we might do that too. I mean, what a day. Let's after the week we've had.
Well, since we last talked, I've read 14 trivia books and took 5 pop quizzes and aced them all. I am ready to win $1 million.
The just Celebrity so you know. Trash and Vinny's Chance at $1 million is brought to you by Keith Urban. You still have time to kick off 2021 with Keith Urban. Go to RadioAlice.com/contest before 10 a.m., today is the final day to get registered for this. Sign up for your chance to meet Keith. It's a virtual meet and greet with Keith and see the performance, stream the performance tomorrow, January 9th. Go to RadioAlice.com/contest before 10 a.m. today. Just a few hours left to get yourself in the running for this thing. This weekend on television, there's a couple things I want to get to. Tonight on Disney Plus, there's a series premiere. I know you guys are into all this Marvel stuff.
Oh, yeah. Marvel. It's Marvel.
Yeah, Marvel. Sorry.
I watched everyone.
So there's a Wanda character and a Vision character. Mm-hmm. And they have teamed these people up as WandaVision. They're Avengers characters. I'm not familiar with either of them. And they...
Fringe. That's why.
Okay.
So one of them looks like a robot, kind of half robot guy.
That's
and the
Paul
other
Bettany,
one,
right?
Say that. Yes.
Paul Bettany.
Yes. And then the other one is a brunette lady who's got different powers. And anyway.
So her name is Elizabeth Olsen in real life. She's one of the Olsen, not one of the twins, obviously. So Wanda and Vision are trapped in a classic TV show living their ideal lives. And the show is called WandaVision. So, and it's in black and white, and they look very 50s-ish, and it looks bizarre. But if you're an Avengers fan, I guess maybe it's for you.
I bet it's going to be great.
Tonight on Netflix, there's an animated movie called Charming. It stars Wilmer Valderrama as a prince on a quest to break a love curse. Demi Lovato's in it, Avril Lavigne, Sia, Ashley Tisdale. So it's a star-studded cast.
Wait a minute. Didn't he used to go out with Demi Lovato?
He did, yeah, for a long time. She plays a thief that's hired to help him on his quest. But there's all kinds of, I mean, Avril's in there doing a voice. Sia is, you know, that sounds, it's fun because it'll have like sort of a musical element.
Oh, and so it's animated, you
it
said?
Is.
I'm sorry,
yes.
I missed that part. So they never even had to see each other then.
Sounds like it's a kid's movie.
All right. I was going to say, that's very grown up of them to somehow.
No, I think they're friends. Didn't he like kind of come to her rescue last time she overdosed and stuff? And
I think they're
pretty friendly, but I have no I mean I'm sure they all cut their things separately. It is COVID after all. The NFL wild card games are all weekend long. I'm sure you'll talk about that Sunday, 8 o'clock on the CW, the Critics Choice Super Awards. It's the award show for fan obsessed genres, superhero, comic book series, horror, animation, and it's hosted by Kevin Smith and Danny Fernandez. So if you love award shows like I do, you won't be watching this. But if you love award shows, you'll be all over it. And then on HBO, Sunday, 9 o'clock, part one of the Tiger Woods documentary, Tiger, which for people who are into him, this will be must-see TV. Part two airs a week from now. All right. It's time to play a game.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, not that music, friend. Not that. I'm going to need Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music.
Oh.
It's time to play a game. That sounds right. All right. Vinny.
Yes.
Chef David Chang became the first celebrity to win Who Wants to Be a Millionaire by answering these questions.
Okay.
How far would you have gone? Let's find out.
All right.
So, I do not know the answers. I don't even know the questions. I concede the first question, but in order to get to the next question, I have to answer the first question.
I see. Okay, so we may never get past the first question. Let's try.
Well, we'll be able to get through. The first question's always a gimme. So, you are going to have lifelines. If you want a 50-50, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
If you want to ask the audience, you can ask Bryn, me, and Nicole for our thoughts on it.
Or the texters, I guess, right?
Yeah, okay. Whoever, sure. Within 1 minute, whoever will give you what the most people said on text.
All right.
And then if you want to phone a friend, you can.
Call Billy.
We'll call Billy. We'll call your brother. Like, you know, one of your brothers might have some film or airplane or motor.
I don't feel like we're going to get that far, but let's go ahead.
All right, here we go. Question number one. For $100, right? What common physical trait takes its name from a Bible story set in the Garden of Eden? The widow's peak, Adam's apple, pigeon toed, or Noah's armpit?
I'm going to go Adam's apple, Bob.
Adam's apple is correct, Vinny. Congratulations. You've won
$100.
Now, at any time, you can leave the game with the money.
I'm
going to
get out
won.
With my 100, Bob. So you owe me $100.
You can leave now. That's actually the move, Vinny.
You can actually hear the next question without.
Oh, and then I can jump out.
And then you can jump out.
Okay, that sounds fine. Yeah. Let's do that.
For $200, Vinny.
Uh-huh.
When typed into your web browser, which of these URLs will reroute you to the Clorox website? Beds.com, bleach.com, books.com, or bread.com?
Bleach.com, Bob.
Oh, he went for it. $200.
Now I'm out.
Well, listen to the next question.
All
first.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
And you can't be out. This is not how this game, on our show, that's not how the game works. You got to try to go all the way.
I need some money, though. I mean, come on.
Okay. For $300, Vinny. $300. Which of these animals cannot jump? The kangaroo, the rabbit, the elephant, or the frog?
It's the elephant, Bob. Wow, they're not even trying to make it difficult, are they?
You are correct. It is, in fact, the elephant.
Okay.
For $500. At a state fair when she was 10 years old, what did Amelia Earhart ironically dismiss as not at all interesting? The automobile, the tractor, the bicycle, or the airplane?
Well,
you gonna go for it? The word ironically is right in the
question. No, I understand. I mean, they're leading me to the answer, so we'll go airplane, Bob.
Airplane is the correct answer, Vinny. You've won $500.
Oh.
All right, we're jumping up to $1,000 now, Vinny.
I didn't know that. I didn't remember there were so many, like, sort of initial stage questions. All right, so now we're up
harder.
To 1,000. Okay.
And remember, this is a round of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire that was actually one. They're doing a celebrity version.
Mm-hmm.
And celebrity chef, I've never heard of him, David Chang, did win. He got through all these questions and won $1 million.
All right.
So here we go. Next question is, for $1,000, children who eat their entire dinner are said to belong to what exclusive organization? The Clean Plate Club, the Silver Spoon Society, the Order of the Fork, or the Butter Knife League?
I'm going to go A, Bob.
The Clean Plate Club is the correct answer. You've won $1,000, A!
I never heard of that, but okay. I mean, that was sort of...
Oh, really? Oh, God.
You've heard of that?
Back. Oh, yeah. Sure.
All right. I never heard of that, but pretty self-explanatory.
$2,000 on the line
right
here. In this round of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? If you're just joining us, Vinny is trying to win $1 million, which apparently I'm on the hook for.
Well, I wouldn't doubt. Oh, wait. Did this show air yet?
Yeah.
There's
people who've seen it.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Oh, and speaking of, so Can he? Does he have access to texts?
I am not looking at anything.
Okay,
I'm
going to trust you. It's the honor system. Here we go. Although with $1 million on the line in $1 per year installments, I don't know why you wouldn't cheat. For $2,000. Cindy Crawford once said, "If I was designing my face from scratch, I don't know if I would have designed it with the what? Cleft chin, unibrow, mole, or buck teeth?"
Mole, Bob.
Mole is correct. You've won $2,000.
I probably, like David, can't believe how easy it's been to get to 2,000.
I concur. And frankly, I did not look at these questions. You had to answer the question to get to the next question. I do feel like, do you guys feel like you would still be in the game?
So far.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, I feel like we should have been tripped up
one.
With a state capital or something by now.
Well, the next question is about states. I know. I'm actually feeling like, wow, right. So they wanted this guy to win $1 million.
Yeah, it sounds
okay,
like
okay, we're
it.
At the $4,000 level right now.
Okay.
This one, too, I'm looking at it. It's a gimme. According
we'll
to Travel, according to Travel and Leisure magazine, what is the only state in the U.S. where seeing the northern lights is highly likely? Florida, Alaska, Rhode Island, or Nevada?
Jesus. All right, I'm going to say Alaska, Bob.
I'm going to say that, too. Now, that is correct, Vinny. You've won $4,000.
Nice.
Vinny, for $8,000. Which of these movies is a sequel? This is the first one that's hard. It's not hard, though. But it's the first one that I had to, like, really look at the answers. For $8,000, which of these movies is a sequel? The Sixth Sense, 8 Mile, 102 Dalmatians, or Apollo 13?
Well, it's 101 Dalmatians, so yeah, I'm going to go 102 Dalmatians,
final
Bob.
Answer? Is that your final
yeah.
answer?
Yes.
Right. Let's find out. Yes, that is, in fact, the final answer. We're already at, now you're going to go for $16,000, Vinny. This is unbelievable. This is absolutely unbelievable how easy these questions are. Of course, we're only at the 16,000 mark. We've got to get all the way up to a million.
All right.
Here we go for $16,000, Vincent. Used in a famous psychological test, klexography is the art of making images from what? Charcoal, pieces of glass, letters of the alphabet, or ink blots? Now you can ask the audience, you can get a 50-50, you can call a friend, phone a friend.
Read that one more time, Bob.
Used in a famous psychological test, klexography is the art of making images from what? Charcoal, pieces of glass, letters of the alphabet, or ink blots?
I'm going to go D, Bob.
D, ink blots. That is correct. That, of course, is the famous Rorschach ink block test. Ink blot tests.
Block.
Ink block. All right, Vinny. You've got $16,000.
All right.
$16,000. You're going for 30.
Do I get this in one check, or will this also come in dollar installments? Because I'm wondering if I should tap out now.
You can't. I already told you you can't tap out. You got to go the whole way. You got to go the way. Look, I'm feeling like you're going to win $1 million. And that's just more incentive for us to both live for 1 million years.
Okay.
So that you finally get paid off. Of course, you can take a lump sum of $12 at any time.
Help is my payout. Wow, taxes just...
Taxes cut that in half. You get a $6 lump sum payment. All right, okay. Here we go. For $32,000, if you're willing to spend a few Emirati dirhams, you can go to the observation deck of what world landmark? The Leaning Tower of Pisa, Shanghai Tower, Burj Khalifa, or Taj Mahal? If you're willing to spend a few...
I'm going to go C, Bob.
C, the Burj Khalifa is correct. You've got $32,000. You're doing so well.
Is it stupid that it went through my head? I'm like, I thought his first name was Wiz.
We always call that building the Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. $64,000 question, Vinny.
Okay.
This is a, we're playing a game here that was actually won by a celebrity chef. And now that I'm reading the questions, I can see why. By the way, I think he'd already used two lifelines by this point.
And by the way, can I ask, were they playing for a charity of their choice?
I don't know. Probably.
I
right?
have to believe a celebrity game like this went for charity, but okay.
Especially
go on.
With the questions this easy. I mean, come on. For $64,000. A 2019 online article titled "Who's Highest Paid in Your State?" revealed that the highest paid public employee in 40 states has what job title? Superintendent, judge, governor, or coach?
I'm going to go D, Bob. D.
D, coach. Mm-hmm. That is actually the correct title. I would have been out on that one. I would have said governor. That would have been the end for me. I would have lost all the money. What about Bryn and Nikki?
I was thinking coach just because I was thinking like public
college
colleges.
Coaches make millions. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I highest really paid, thought of
and
that.
And they're public employees, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
Nice.
Bless you.
Oh, that's me losing $32,000 and not winning. And
you
not
make
going
him
on.
Second guess himself more by asking, "Is it your final answer?" Because that's what she always does.
Right? Oh, okay. I'll ask that. All right. Well, look, he's won $64,000. Very impressive, Vincent. For $125,000.
That's not the question.
That's not the question.
Is anybody else fearing we're catching COVID through the stereo right now? I feel like, could you please?
Let's all hold our breaths.
Turn awesome. Your mic off when you do that, all right?
It's a long reach to my mic. All right, here we go. Vinny, this is for $125,000.
Okay. This is where I'm going to lose right
really,
here.
No, I think we really need to start because I would have been out just quickly guessing on that last one. You know, remember, you have lifelines. For $125,000.
Okay.
In an historic 2020 splashdown, astronauts returned safely to Earth in a reusable SpaceX capsule named for what Peter, Paul, and Mary song? Puff the Magic Dragon, If I Had a Hammer, This Land Is Your Land, or The Marvelous Toy? For 125 grand in an historic 2020 splashdown, astronauts returned safely to Earth in a reusable SpaceX capsule named for what Peter, Paul, and Mary song? Puff the Magic Dragon, If I Had a Hammer, This Land Is Your Land, or The Marvelous Toy? I know what I'd guess. Listen, just for the record, David chose to ask the host, Jimmy Kimmel, who told him that, well, I don't even know if I should tell you. They haven't asked the host thing now?
Well, I would, if I'm going to lifeline, I'd lifeline with you. This is your subject.
Okay, well, then I'm going to go with Jimmy Kimmel and say, I know that Puff the Magic Dragon is a Peter, Paul, and Mary thing. And also, I'm pretty sure it was called The Dragon.
Well, so you're phoning a friend right now?
I guess you're using one of your lifelines.
I just did.
But the but also, If I Had a Hammer and This Land Is Your Land, I think those are also Peter, Paul, and Mary, but I'm pretty sure it's called The Dragon. But.
Is that right? Or is,
well, I don't know.
Well,
I'm going to,
so I am going to say, like, I don't know. I'm going to go with my lifeline's advice here, and I'm going to say, A, Bob,
Puff the Magic Dragon. That's correct! Yay! $125,000. Vinny, you've won $125,000. How does it feel? How are you feeling right now?
I feel pretty good. I actually would have guessed that because it just makes the most sense. It doesn't. If you're naming a cool rocket, you're gonna call
Dragon.
It "This Land Is Your Land."
You could name it Hammer, right?
I guess.
I thought that might. That was the only.
The visual of Hammer seems like brings about crashing. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, now for $250,000, what's next?
A nationwide tradition that started in 1974, millions of people in Japan celebrate Christmas by eating from what U.S. restaurant chain? This is for $250,000, Vinny. This is a Japanese nationwide tradition started in 1974.
And this was asked of a chef?
Yeah.
You'd guess that he'd know this. Okay, go on.
Well, he did. He won the game.
Okay.
So he actually did get this right and did not use a lifeline, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Here are your choices. Mm-hmm. Pizza Hut, Denny's, KFC, or Red Lobster. A nationwide tradition that started in 1974. Millions of people in Japan celebrate Christmas by eating from what U.S. restaurant chain? Pizza Hut, Denny's, KFC, or Red Lobster. Let's hear your thought process. Tell us what's happening.
I read a lot of nonsense. And I have, and not that this is, if this is a tradition of theirs, I'm not calling it nonsense, but I read a lot of stuff and have a lot of weird, I have never heard this tradition at all.
Mm-hmm.
Had you heard this?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I've never heard this
in
before
fact,
at all.
Before I looked down at the answers, I expected McDonald's to be on here. That's
Me
what
too,
I would
yeah.
have guessed, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Read it one more time, and I will give you an answer.
All right. Millions of people in Japan celebrate Christmas by eating from which of these U.S. restaurant chains? Pizza Hut, Denny's, KFC, Red Lobster. Eliminate one. Get one of them out of there. Which one do you want to just get rid of?
Well, my wife met many of her best friends at Red Lobster.
Mm. Has that been like a thing since 74? Would they have had a chain there in 1974?
No, that's I'm about to eliminate
Red
Lobster.
Oh, you're eliminating it. Okay.
Right. You asked me to eliminate. I feel like that's something that through the party conversations, the groups, you know, partying and drunkenness, somehow that would have fallen out. I'm going to eliminate Red Lobster. And I'm going to answer Denny's, Bob. Denny's.
Is that your final answer?
It's my final answer.
You're going Denny's. Oh, my God, Denny's. Oh, Jesus. All right, let me find out. I think this might be the end. It's wrong. It's KFC.
Kentucky Fried Chicken?
That's what I would have guessed. And they're not going to show me any more pictures. You're out of two. You lost it all, Vin.
Oh, man.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's the one.
Is where everyone on Christmas Day in Japan goes for a meal.
Apparently. They won't even show me the rest of the questions now. Oh, hold on. Retry last question. I'll answer KFC. Oh, I get to see the next one. You want to see the next one? See if you would have won.
Well, yeah.
Because I think there's only two left.
Ask me again. Go.
The text.
Let's just pretend we're still playing. Go.
Okay. Next question. Are the texters going crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, did they know?
Yeah.
Oh.
Some of them are saying Denny's. Some of them are saying KFC.
Yeah, I just think Denny's is a place you'd go to sit down for a meal. It makes more sense to me. But okay.
I don't know. I felt like
right now.
What would you guys have said? Would you have said Denny's too?
I would have said KFC.
I would have said Denny's.
I watched like a lot of travel shows, and McDonald's is like really popular, but then KFC is right there too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, are they celebrating Christmas like we celebrate it with gifts and everything? Or
I have no. This is the
no
first
idea.
I've ever heard of this tradition.
I give you a biscuit. I give you a side
I think of,
mash.
Of a sit-down meal because it's a special holiday here.
Right.
But now that I rethink it, I'm going, well, it's special here.
Right.
That's just kind of a joke thing they do.
No idea what they, you know, the reason behind it. All right.
Next question.
That's a bummer. For $500,000.
Okay.
Do you want the music back?
Yeah.
Bring me the music back.
Keep going with the music. I just feel
that's
like the audience is with us.
There we go.
Auctioned for over $3 million in 2014, the most valuable comic book ever sold features Superman on its cover doing what? Saluting the American flag, breaking free from chains, lifting a car over his head, or sitting on the moon? What was Superman doing on the cover of the most expensive comic book ever sold? Saluting the American flag, breaking free from chains, lifting a car over his head, or sitting on the moon.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a hint. David, the guy who actually won this game, chose to ask the guest, who told him he wasn't sure, but he could picture Superman lifting a car over his head. Now, I don't know if that's the answer. I'm just telling you what the...
That's a very famous picture. I feel like... I just don't feel like it would have been political, like him saluting the flag. Not that... And the moon, it just seems like... So what's he doing sitting up there? Like, what's the point of that? That doesn't make it... Okay. I'm going to go lifting a car over your head, Bob.
Here we go. Final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
All right.
You made it to the... Well, you didn't make it to the end, but we're just going to say you made it. So Vinny has not gotten one wrong. If you're just joining us, we're about to go for $1 million here on... Vinny wants to be a millionaire on the...
My thought process on that one was that I'm guessing it was one of the earliest Supermans, if not number one.
Probably number one, right?
Right. So yeah. I just don't think it would have been that advanced. So the car over the head does make sense. Like, that's a big deal, right? Now we're numb to Superman, but in the early days, whoa, you lifted a car.
Right.
Big deal.
Anybody can lift a car now. Well, all right, here we go. Final question. Ready?
Yeah.
This one's hard. Although he and his wife never touched a light switch for fear of being shocked, who was the first president to have electricity in the White House? Although he and his wife never touched a light bulb, a light switch, because they were afraid of being shocked, who was the first president to have electricity in the White House? Ulysses S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Chester A. Arthur, or Andrew Johnson? Let's hear your thoughts. Talk me through this.
What's the second one?
Benjamin Harrison.
I'm going to go Benjamin Harrison, Bob.
Oh, sorry, Harrison. Did I say
right?
Okay. Yes, Benjamin Harrison. Let's try it. By the way, David did choose to phone a friend on this one who told him that she thought it was probably Harrison right before the phone call cut off.
Okay.
So this is maybe what he went for, too. It's correct! You've won $1 million! It's Harrison! You won $1 million!
I couldn't have answered that one without the options, but that was a fast fact. I don't know how long ago.
Oh,
but
my
God. I remember reading that fast fact and knew the answer. As soon as you said his name, I went, I know that one.
You're actually pretty well-equipped. You should go on this show. So there you go.
I lost. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know you lost, but you know, maybe you would have gotten that one. Maybe it would have been a different question.
But you never used the 50-50.
You didn't. Yeah, you didn't really use any.
Well, I didn't want to get caught up with that. I mean, as it is, how long did we just?
Oh
boy, we went late. We used the whole celebrity trash.
The whole thing.
Yep. Yeah. So I didn't want to make it last longer by belaboring each question.
I loved that. That was super fun. I was so.
I gotta save that soundboard.
I was freaking out. Yeah, that's a good one. We'll play that again. All right, let's just hit the commercials. We'll be back with news.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.